All right, time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you find yourself in.
Yeah, sure. If you can manage to make it through the day without having a dog start a fire in your house when you're actually a firefighter, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is ironic.
Listen, the bestest boy, he was just so excited. And then when he saw this battery, he was just like, ooh, that looks tasty. So here's the deal. This security camera... captured the moment.
No.
The bestest boy caused a fire by chewing on a device with a lithium ion battery.
Oh, that's not good.
David is the owner of the dog. They live in North Carolina. He's also a firefighter.
Oh, that's so unfortunately ironic.
He bit into it, and you can see it, you know, he's surprised by it, and then he's like, uh-oh, what did I do?
Yeah, I mean, that's most dogs. They're like, oh, hang on a second, that is not supposed to happen like that.
That is not as tasty as I was hoping.
Thankfully, it pretty much fizzled out because of the rug and because we were home so quick. So,
Could
have been worse.
Could have been a worse fire, that's for sure.
When you're done charging them, like, you have to really pay attention and unplug them. You have to make sure you store them, you know, where they can't get broken or cracked or chewed on by a dog.
Yeah, so he's saying, look, you know, make sure that items that have these lithium ion batteries are away from dogs to chew on.
And then when you're done with them, they have to be disposed in a specific way.
Yeah, well, so your bestest boy doesn't think that they are tasty and decide that he wants to eat them.
Good note. Wow. That is, thank goodness they were home. And this didn't torch the entire house.
Yeah, I mean, dogs are just the happiest go lucky animals.
Well, yes, we've seen countless videos of like big dogs who can kind of reach up on counters and knock candles over or start the stove.
Yes.
I've seen that before.
Yes.
If you have that kind of dog, we need to kind of dog proof when it comes to fire hazards. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. How did your dog get you into trouble? I'm sure you got a story. Tell us a story. We'll have some of those coming up. Kelly has three dogs. I have a dog.
Yeah, but they're kind of short, so they can't reach anything typically. If you get it off the floor, they're really not going to be able to get into it. Like the times that we've gotten in trouble, it's because we left bags of Halloween candy on the floor.
Oh my gosh.
Or, you know,
that looks tasty, Mom.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And they're right. And then, you know, there was one time they had a box of Valentine's candy from an elementary school party, brought it into their room and just put it on the floor. They're going to find that stuff. It doesn't matter how far away in the house, they'll find it.
And I'll tell you, my dogs tell. Like, my dog doesn't have a poker face.
Oh, yeah.
My dog's has a 100% tell when we get home, and I'll tell you what that is.
Automatically hunch?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what that is coming up.